I get it. It's scary hearing about what quantum computers could do to Bitcoin one day, if or when they actually arrive. But here's the thing. Understanding how Bitcoin's encryption actually works is the key to understanding how quantum can, or more importantly, can't disrupt it. And what I'm about to show you will completely flip the script on your perspective, because while everybody else is panic selling based on fear, on headlines, you'll have the technical knowledge to stay calm and potentially profit from their fear. Now, I've been building tech companies for decades. I'm a partner at a leading Bitcoin venture fund. I'm an officer of a publicly traded Bitcoin company, and this is the same analysis that we use internally, and now you can profit from it too. So let's go. All right, we're gonna jump right in. We are gonna talk about quantum computing and Bitcoin. Now, first of all, this is a technical discussion, but I'm gonna make it as simple and easy to understand, so no matter where you're at with your age, your technical ability, we're gonna make it clear for you. I'm also gonna tell you just right up front, spoiler alert, there is some Bitcoin that is at risk and some that's not as at risk. And if the stuff is at risk, there's things that we can do about it, okay? I'm gonna give you all that. But the first thing we have to understand is that quantum computing is not here. So in the world, everything is possible, but not everything is probable. So we don't wanna worry about everything that's possible to happen in the world. Aliens could come destroy the world tomorrow. It's possible, it's not very probable. So, quantum computing. Google put out an alert, an update. They said quantum computing could break Bitcoin-like encryption. It could, because it's hypothetical. We don't have it. Now, potentially, we don't know. It could be 8 to 10 years away. So we don't even really have to worry about this right now. However, we're gonna address this front on. So Google update, it's coming eventually. They said that it could come faster than we think. It could use 20 times less resources. And the finding didn't mention Bitcoin. They said Bitcoin-like encryption, okay? So let's just dispel some of that FUD right off the bat. But let's get right into this and see what part of Bitcoin is at risk and what's it not. So you have to understand, first of all, that Bitcoin is encrypted. Obviously, right? That's the crypto part of the cryptocurrency, the cryptography, okay? Now, within that, you have what's called a public key and a private key. Let me explain this for you real simply. So if I had a locker at my school, and that locker is, let's say, C19. So that's my public address. And I could say, hey, go put this letter in my public address, in my C19. You could walk over there, slide it in. But only I would have a private key to actually open it up and move the contents. So that's how Bitcoin and cryptocurrency works in general. There's a public key that everybody could see, but then only you would have a private key that you could open up. That's the basics of it. Now, there's different types of cryptography that we've had to secure those keys, and it changes over time. I'm going to take you through some of these changes because understanding that is the key to understand if you're at risk. So a couple of that we've had, the first version of the key was the public key was used instead of a hash. So what this means is that everybody could see the public key. All the types of signature schemes that we've had since then do it differently. Instead of showing the world the public key, they use a hash in the blockchain. So they put a signal inside the main blockchain to the public key, but the public key is